Good morning. This is the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. And it is Thursday, and it's been a while. So welcome, everyone. I'm sorry I haven't been on as long, but I have recorded a lot of shows this year, except these last few months, it's been busy, crazy busy, a lot of stuff going on. But I wanted to make sure I record it today, hopefully tomorrow. Have a few shows and then try to set a schedule for the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I know it's called The Daily, but haven't really been on. But I wanted to first and foremost thank all of you that tune in for The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles, for supporting the podcast, for tuning in for reviews of books and author news and interviews, and the show I did with Queen of Light, shout out to her, and 6 Degrees of Broadway. I hope you tune in to her podcast. I think it's called Mugs and Musings. I hope I said that right. And if I didn't, I apologize. But I hope you'll tune in to her podcast, and also to the Joel Flair Show and Chasing Stories with, which used to be Chatting with the Constantins. I hope you'll check out all those podcasts. And thank you so, so much for this year. I'm very blessed. Tough year. I'm not going to say it was easy. But every year we try to look forward to the new year and also be grateful for the good things that we have in our life. And family-wise, there's been a lot of tough losses, different things that have happened with family members who are ill. I have a relatives, siblings that have lost a lot, and it's been difficult for sure. And the holidays aren't, you know, for some, for a lot of people, is rough. But whatever it is that you celebrate, whether it's just, you know, you're off from the holiday and or you're celebrating Christmas, which is what my family and I do, my children, my husband, my in-laws, my family back home. But there are others that celebrate different types of holidays, whether it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Diwali, in different months, of course, not all in the same time, or just time that you want to spend, you know, taking a break and just being present for your family, not being on devices or phones, which we tend to all do. And that's happened, especially after the pandemic. We kind of just did that. A lot of our kids do that. But be present in the moments for your family, especially because you never know what might happen. You know, there's a lot of people that struggle with different things in life, whether it's physical illnesses or mental illnesses. There's a lot of people that are struggling, and my heart goes out to everyone that's had a tough year. But I wanted to say thank you for tuning into the podcast, and thank you for allowing me to, you know, take over that half hour so that you may listen to my show of the Daily with Syl Stein, because it wouldn't be anything without any of you tuning in. I've always wanted to do a podcast, and I don't always script my shows or anything or write them down, which I plan to do more of for the upcoming new year. But I just like to speak from the heart and just kind of want to just say how grateful I am for all of you, and for all that you know, since I started this back in 2017, and still going strong. And I just did the wrap up, and it told me, you know, how many people tune in and listen. And I'm so grateful to all of you for all of that, because you inspire me to create more. And I'm grateful to the platform that is Anchor, that is now through Spotify as well, and other platforms. But I want to say thank you for this opportunity to be able to allow us, as you know, to be able to create as artists, create different content for our listeners and for people that tune in to the different shows that we provide, or whatever different shows, whether it's about health, whether it's about exercise, whether it's about just art or like books and coffee, which is what I focus on because my love is books and coffee. And I am currently working on my latest book, but I'll be honest, I have not worked on my battered mind. I need to take time to focus more on it. And that's what my plan is, effective in the new year, and hopefully be able to finish it so that way it could come out late next year or the following year. But my goal is to get it done and work on it and just reflect on being able to get that accomplished. I'm really happy that also that Closure is now on through Ingram Spark. And I was able to load it up thanks to a wonderful lady, Felicia Patterson, that helped me out. Shout out to her, who was in that Ingram Spark group on Facebook. So thank you so much, or Meta Facebook. And she was able to help with that. And I'm really grateful for her assistance. And I uploaded Closure. It's now available. And I think Target Online has it, and still online stores, but I was able to get it to the Barnes & Noble in the bookstore, a copy or two at the Barnes & Noble at Triangle Town Center here in North Carolina. So I'm really, 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 really happy with that, that they were able to give me that chance to be able to bring it into the stores. And I hope to do more and hopefully do some book events next year through them, because they do that. And I haven't scheduled one yet, but I plan to, God willing. And I'm really grateful to God for that opportunity. And I'm really just very, very grateful. So that's, in spite of all the challenges and things that we've gone through, I've learned to be grateful because we do a lot of complaining in life. I do it myself. When I get frustrated about things, we're like, oh, you never get frustrated. Yes, I do. I'm not going to say I don't. But it doesn't change anything, even though we think it does, when we're upset about it. And yes, some of us have to, have a right to, show our emotions and in different ways. But what I realized is that if we focus on the things that we have done, that we do accomplish, we find that the complaining gets a little shorter or less when we do that, because we're focusing more on that, on showing that, that there are more things to be grateful for, even though there is a lot of tough things to go through. And I can't change anyone's for how they feel when they're dealing with grief, or definitely not. I mean, everybody gets to, feel the emotions that they're feeling. And I can't even begin to say I feel what they do in what they're going through. But I know what I felt when I have had grief and loss and sadness, and it doesn't feel right either. So, but what I'm saying in the terms of the things in the world, I'm trying to focus on being more grateful, more present, and that's what I hope to bring to the new year for 2023. We always look forward to things we're going to change, and also more exercise, because I had started to exercise and I was feeling better. I started it in 2020 after the sad passing of one of my dear friends and sisters, Amy Lemons Lamont, and finding out that she had passed away because of a heart attack all of a sudden. And I started working out for 100 days, and I think I did 101 or 102 days. And I then, for whatever reason, I stopped, and then I started back. Then I, and I said, I'm just gonna start it again and keep up with it and keep people up, up to date. Maybe not every day, but just kind of showing the journey and getting on that for health reasons, because, I want to remain with my children, with my family. I want to be here for my husband, for my three wonderful kids, that I love very much. My two high schoolers, Paul, Paul Stein, Michael Stein, and my daughter Consuelo Stein, or as we call her, Connie. And she's in middle school. And she's in, like I said, I want to be here for all of them. And of course, I'm grateful to my in-laws, my family back home in Bronzeville, Texas, my brothers, sisters, my friends who have become family, like Sergio and Lisa Godoy and their children, who have become my children, Selena, Gunner, and Maverick, and also Shannon McFarlane, who's also a dear sister, also like Lisa is. They're all dear sisters, and her wonderful daughter Lillian, as well as Sergio and Lisa's kids, who are wonderful as well, Selena, Maverick, and Gunner. And, of course, Cambria. It was great to see her finally. She's also a wonderful friend, and her wonderful family, her children, Noah and Gwen. It was great to see them. And, of course, her husband, Corey, wishing him the best, and wishing KK and Rob, who is Shannon's other daughter, wishing her all the best as well. And, you know, there's a lot of great people around, all of us. Like, we're very blessed, and my husband works with Hua Heating and Air. Shout out to them, who have been working really hard. It's owned by the awesome Sergio and Lisa Godoy, our friends, who are family, who are sisters. Lisa's like my sister, as I mentioned. And also, you know, wonderful people I work with at school at Fuquay Varina Elementary. Shout out to all of them, who have made me feel like I work with a family. You know, co-workers everywhere. They're the friendliest school, and I'm very blessed that I work with them. I started out substituting in 2017, little here and there at Holly Ridge Middle, which is where my boys were, where my daughter currently is. And then slowly but surely, I was at Fuquay Elementary because Connie was there from pre-K through fifth grade. And then I started when she was, I think, maybe I want to say fourth or fifth grade. And I've been there since, and I'm still there. And now I'm a building sub, so I'm really grateful. And I work with wonderful people from the administration, Ms. Johnson to Ms. Bradshaw, Ms. Dial, Ms. McNeil, Ms. Ramika, and then the wonderful people at, you know, pre-K, CCK, of course, Liz, my dear friend, who's also like a sister, and in the CCK, and Miss Nicole, and Miss Allie, and Miss Tennille, who is now teaching kinder, and also of course pre-K, Miss Julia, Miss Bette, Miss Chelsea, Miss Sherry, who was the assistant teacher to Connie's pre-K teacher, Miss Kim. So Connie's known Miss Julia and Miss Kim, and Miss Sherry's become a wonderful dear friend as well. And all the wonderful people there. There's just so many in the kinder department. Miss Tony, Miss Lane, Miss Banani, Miss Bramble, who's new. And you know, there, and then Miss Mormon, Miss Donna in the after school care, also I've known Miss Zoe, of course, in pre-K, and all these wonderful ladies, Miss Brown, Miss Christy Brown, and you know, and Miss O'Brien, and of course Miss Howerton, Miss Beth, Miss DiBernardo, and then Miss Hocut. And then there's also Mr. Fred, Miss Tyrell, Miss Teresa. Prayers are with you, Miss Teresa. We miss you. Mr. Crum, Miss Mary, Mr. Jerry, who's new as well. Mr. Mac, who's always, you know, has a smile and always very helpful in the school. You know, always very generous to all of us, as well as all the other teachers. And of course, Miss Kolop, who's also very, very friendly. Miss Allen, of course. And there's so many. And then, of course, a lot of them that we'll miss, like Miss Allie, there's so many teachers that I'm trying to go down the list. And there's, of course, in the third grade, I know I've missed a few teachers, so I apologize. Miss Woodward, Miss Stevens, there's so many, Of course, Miss Vascalis and Kinder, Miss Martinez, and the cafeteria staff, they're wonderful. And I still miss you, Miss Stephanie, as well, who used to be there. And then there's Miss... I'm trying to remember everyone that that works. And, of course, there's Miss B, Miss Beshelder. There's Miss Davis. There's Miss... of course, all the teachers that we're going to miss. And I don't know why I cannot remember, you know, Miss Susan, who's leaving as well. And all the wonderful people that are part of the, and Miss Miller, who I've learned a lot from in the media, Miss Jane. There's so many other people there that, that have meant a lot in the school. There, everyone in the school, fourth grade as well, fifth grade, all the wonderful people. If I left anybody out, please forgive me. There's also Miss Cole Lightly, Miss Wheeler. There's Miss Pettis. There's, and I'm trying to think of all the great levels. And if I missed anybody, and of course, So, like, there's so many. And if I, Miss Debbie, of course, Miss Debbie Wallace, and Miss Metzger, let's see, I got the third grade, Miss Metzger, Miss Allen, Miss Hocut, Miss Woodward, Miss Stevens. I'm trying to think of who I left out, because I know I left somebody out, because there's six of them. I see Miss Stevens, Miss Woodward, Miss Allen, Miss Metzger, Miss Hocut, and I know I'm missing somebody, and I apologize. Miss Cola. And then there's just so many people there. And of course, Liz, and in the CCK, Liz, Tennille, and Miss Wanglin, or Nicole, who embraced me from the start at CCK. And then, of course, it was Miss Allie who came in. And she's been wonderful. And then the pre-K, you know, I feel like I've known for a while, because I knew Miss Julia thanks to Connie. And then Miss Sherry, I knew because of Connie. And even when Miss Ken left, then I met Miss Chelsea, of course, Miss Zoe. And then Miss Bette came in. And wonderful, just wonderful people everywhere in that school. And then, you know, there's so many. Miss McCormick, there's Miss Hamilton, there's... Just a lot of great people there. And if I left anybody out, I do apologize. But I mean, everyone in that school has been very kind to me. And I appreciate you all. So I thank you for being wonderful. And the new teachers that have come in, people that have come into the school, I wish you nothing but the best, of course. And wishing you all well. And I'm just grateful for everyone. And I just wanted to kind of do this podcast to say I'm doing this show again, but I wanted to say how grateful I am to all of you. And of course, my PAs that I have, Samantha Socorso and Tara James, please look them up. They're wonderful. If you ever need to share stuff, they're very affordable. They're not, you know, they don't charge a lot or go over the top. And they're wonderful people. And Samantha Socorso is always helping everyone, and so is Tara. They kind of go hand in hand together, and they do a lot, and I'm so grateful for them as well. And I'm going to be doing a newsletter for the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And I'm going to be sharing reviews of books and different author stuff. Tomorrow's show will be about books and coffee, but I wanted to say many thanks to all of you. And of course, my family, my husband, my wonderful husband, Jeremy, my wonderful children, Paul, Michael, Consuelo, the God above, the Blessed Mother, Jesus, the angels, archangels, and saints, all my faith, for all the blessings that have been bestowed upon me. And I'm, you know, I have a lot of faith, but I plan to, you know, be more present in my faith and implementing all of that. And shout out goes to my family back home in Bronzeville, especially during this most difficult time. Shout out to my wonderful sister, Fran, and my niece, Doris, who are enduring something really hard right now with the loss of their beloved, and my brother-in-law, Rick. May you rest in peace. Prayers to them and my family and my sister and my beautiful niece, both my sister and my niece. My sister, you know, God bless you guys. Love you. My mom, Katarina, love you very much, Mom. My other sister, Erica, her husband, Joe, my beautiful nephew, Nicholas, and to all my brothers and sisters, Raymond Olivares, his beautiful family, and Odessa, Laura, Nolan, and Natalie, and all their wonderful grandchildren. And also, I hope you're feeling better, bro. Praying for you. I know you've been sick. And I pray for him and my mother, who's also sick, Katarina, praying for you, Mom. I'm wishing you good health. I'm also wishing Mark, Jessica, and their children and their family, Frankie, Alex, Lydia, God bless you guys. Many blessings. Also, Katia and Eric and my brother, Efraín Berria Jr., Efra, and my brother, Ray Olivares. I hope you're feeling better as well, bro. And all my family, friends, loved ones, anyone I've left out. And for all our beloved that we're missing now, that have left us, that are now not here, but they're always in our hearts, we pray for them and their families. And anyone that's going enduring something tough, praying for you as well. And I didn't mean to make it so emotional, but I wanted to say how grateful I am, the gratitude, and also for friends that are family. Queen of Light, I wish you the best. I hope you're having success. And everything's going well for you. The Constantins, John and Destiny, Chasing Stories, wishing you the best. Joe Flair and your sidekick, Kit, and your whole beautiful family. And, of course, my wonderful in-laws, Dale and Kathy Stein, and all our family in Michigan, Grandma Peg, Grandma Maxine, all our relatives that we got to see in Thanksgiving, sending a prayer to Grandma Peg. I know she's been missing her beloved Jenny, our aunt, my husband's Aunt Jenny, whom we lost in October as well. We pray for them. It's like I said, it's been a tough year, but we're praying for everyone who has had losses. And I also want to send a big shout out to Joy Balderson, who's also an amazing person at work that I had left out. Miss Okendo, Susan Okendo, we will miss you. We will miss you, Miss Allie Wren, and all the wonderful people that are leaving Fuquay Marine Elementary. But we will miss you, and it was great working with you, and all those that have come in that are new, wishing you all the best, and just grateful for family and friends and loved ones. And like I said, if I left anyone out, and of course the wonderful kids at Fuquay Marine Elementary and their parents, and all the people, the PTA, and all the wonderful people. Wishing you all the best, and very grateful for all of you and for all your families, and thank you. And it's a rainy day, so you hear kind of the echo of that, or maybe you won't because I'll put the music, but God bless. And if you're celebrating Christmas, for me it is, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you're celebrating or you're just spending time together. Wishing you the best. If you're feeling alone, I hope that you find someone to talk to in your area. Reach out to someone. And I'm no expert at it or anything, but wishing you the best holiday. And I know that can be hard. So reach out to someone in your area, the local services in your area. And wishing you all the best from my family to yours. God bless. And thank you for tuning in to The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM. I hope you all have a blessed, blessed Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. Also, before I forget, one thing I forgot to add to the many thanks and gratitude that I have is I want to also be grateful for our dog, Buddy. he's added nothing but love and affection, and we're just so grateful to have him. He turned a year old in October, and he's been a blessing in our lives. Just like my mother-in-law's fur babies, she has Rose. She's had Rose for quite a bit, and now they have Henry. So many blessings to all our fur babies, whether it's cats or dogs. We're very grateful to have Buddy in our lives, and I forgot to mention that in all the fur babies of the world. So, sorry, that's my son playing with a dog. God bless, and many blessings to you all.